This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Oh, thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here. We have the Rangers player show any minute now. So much anticipation is building. So much excitement for tonight's Game 5, Mavs and Suns. We'll be talking about it more in depth with you coming up at 5 o'clock. TruckWreck.com Fantex, what do you have to say about this matchup? Are you feeling a victory? Are you more excited or anxious? Is there a feeling of a great opportunity coming, or is it impending doom? You know, this pivotal Game 5 right here, it was a miracle. In 2011, I mean, obviously the Mavs were amazing and all that, and they earned the miracle, but they were talking about it. You know, if you win Game 5 at tied 2-2, the winning team goes on to win the series over 80% of the time. So this is going to have a massive impact on how it goes. Do you think everything that they built in Game 3 and Game 4 is going to travel and translate here into Game 5 tonight, Brian? What do you say?
I don't know if it'll travel, but at least it's made Phoenix think about things. At least it's not, you know, Phoenix probably came out of the first two thinking like, okay,
got it.
We got this.
Yeah.
We've got this. And then, you know, you keep an eye on what's going on. And, you know, with the Golden State series for them, you're thinking, okay, the quicker we can dispatch the Mavs, the better off we'll be going forward.
I really like that. You know, maybe it won't be as easy as it was in games 3 and 4, but it'll keep you close.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think that there's things that, you know, I'm interested to see. The one problem the Dallas Mavericks have had in games 1 and 2 is they got off to poor starts. They didn't do a very good job of weathering the storm, and then they had to rally their way back. You know, and maybe that took a lot out of them to have to make that run.
Yeah.
But if they can get off to a good start, that's the one thing that's happened to them the last couple of games here. In Dallas, they've been able to get off. They've shot well. They've defended well. They've gotten stops. You know, the flow of the game has kind of gone in their direction, and they were able to kind of keep the Suns at arm's length, much like the Suns were able to keep the Mavs at arm's length the first two games of the season or of the series. So I think the things that travel, Mavs' confidence, and maybe some doubt travels with the Suns. Now, they could be happy that they're back home and they're not going to lose those games.
972 says, kid seems to be making adjustments well. He does. Yeah. You know, I think Brian summed it up well. The adjustments aren't going to put you over the top and in the driver's seat, but it should make you a lot more competitive tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you lose, you have confidence game 6. Okay, joining us now, a great comeback story for the Rangers. And a man who had quite a fifth inning yesterday in New York struck out Aaron Judge and Anthony Rizzo to get out of a bases-loaded jam, ended up striking out 5 of the 10 batters he faced. He has 26 strikeouts in 16 and 2/3 innings right now.
Down.
And an ERA of 1.62. It's Rangers pitcher Brock Burke with you on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Thanks. Tell us how you're feeling here. It was 932 days between appearances. I guess congrats on the success big time. It's got to feel amazing. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, it felt like a whole lifetime between appearances, obviously. And, you know, at one point you never thought I was going to get back there. But it was good to get back in the beginning of the season and to be able to stay here and have some success.
So at one point you did think this is done? The dream's over?
There was some time at the end of 19 when my shoulder was hurting really bad, poor surgery, and then some time last year when I was doing really, really bad in AAA that I was like, wow, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to see that new stadium. And thankfully figured it out at the end of the year a little bit in AAA last year and then came in strong this year and had a good spring training and was able to see the stadium.
Yeah, Brock, you mentioned you figured some things out. Was it something mechanically, physically, routine? What got you going on the right track?
I would say just kind of getting back to the roots of baseball. Honestly, I was kind of overthinking things, you know, the shoulder surgery, kind of thought, you know, I need to change this, I need to change that so it doesn't happen again. And I finally got to the point where I just went back to having fun and pitching and going back to however my arm moved and body moved and stopped overthinking things and kind of got back to that halfway through in AAA and started to have fun again. And everything kind of just got better through that. And then having a whole off season where I was healthy and able to get strong kind of helped getting some velo back into spring training.
So speaking of having fun, Brock Burke here with us. After the game, you had this great quote: "The second you start showing emotions, makes you want to hit you that much more. So you're cold blooded like a vampire. Obviously, they get a little more scared. So I'm just going to go use that in my favor. So do you feel like a vampire out there? Do you have a nickname? Would you like to be known as the vampire? Where are we going with this, Brock?
You can call me anything you want, but I've definitely heard, I think it was the second time that Woody's called me the vampire, so it was kind of funny. And I've just always been, you know, try not to show too much emotion, don't let the emotion get the best of you, and just kind of execute pitches the way you should, and just try to be emotionless. So
could you pull that off yesterday with the bases loaded shortly after you go out there, and there's only one out there against the Yankees in New York?
I was pretty good on the emotion standpoint with the one out and bases loaded. You know, it got a little dicey there with 3-2 count to Judge, but I was able to battle back and get the strikeout, and I might have let a little emotion go once I punched out Rizzo to get out of the inning. So,
I mean, this is a lot of strikeouts you're getting. Is this sustainable?
I hope so. The strikeouts are always nice, but I mean, I just try to attack guys, and when we get to 2 strikes, just keep on attacking them. And I mean, I hope they keep piling up. It's not a bad thing to have is strikeouts if they don't put the ball in play. So,
hey Brock, you talk about you know getting back to the game, the roots of the game and stuff. What was it like standing on the mound at Yankee Stadium for a pitcher? Is that something you ever think about, or you know, these places you go, Fenway Park or Wrigley Field? These places are these when you stand out there and as the struggles that you've gone through. Is it even more satisfying when you're just standing there toeing the rubber there?
When you're out there, you don't really necessarily think about it. At least I don't necessarily think about it. It's more of, you know, when you first get to the field and kind of walk out there. And we had the same thing in 19. You know, I was able to see the field. Wasn't able to pitch in 19 in Yankee Stadium. But sure. It's one of the things you kind of look back on once you're done with the outing. And I try not to think too much up there either about all that stuff. But once I was done, I was like, wow, it was really cool to have that experience at Yankee Stadium and be able to get out of the inning and have some success there.
A Rangers pitcher, Brock Burke, with you. He's striking out a lot of guys. You now rank among the AL relief leaders in strikeouts, in innings pitched, a couple of other stats. Do you feel like this is a home in the bullpen, or are you building back to wanting to be a starter?
I'm good with just being here, honestly. I mean, however the Rangers want to use me or need me, you know, I can obviously I've had the starting role in the past, so I'm able to throw more innings. And I mean, right now it's working pretty well at the bullpen, but if they want me to move to the starting rotation, I'm down to do that. If they want me to stay here, I'm good with anything. Whatever they think they can get the best out of me is what I'm willing to do.
Brock, okay, I have to admit, I learned this about you. Sleepwalking is in your bag of things?
Here we go.
I'm interested because I do the same thing. I'm a guy that walked downstairs one time and went out the front door sleepwalking. So is this, when you had roommates and stuff like that, was this something that was kind of on high alert and they talked about it the next day?
Oh, it was always the thing and I mean, in the big leagues, you don't have a roommate on the road, but sure. In the minor leagues, you know, it was always who's going to get stuck with Brock in a room by themselves. And it's something that, you know, always growing up, you're like, oh, you'll grow out of it. But yeah. I never grew out of it.
You never grow out of that.
There's a lot of good stories and guys definitely, I mean, some guys, I've had some roommates that think it's hysterical. I've had some guys that are terrified, that don't want to, that leave the room and go get their own room. So it's just, it's always an interesting experience.
You ever gotten yourself into trouble sleepwalking?
I have some scars on my knees. I don't know what they're from. I've woken up outside.
What'd you break?
In Colorado, where I grew up. I've thrown TVs, to throw TVs through doors. I mean, it's all over the place. I mean, I would say more when I was teen years, it was probably the worst. But, I mean, now it's not as bad. It's more just kind of less risk of injury.
Expensive.
It's not as crazy as it used to be. But
that's good.
it's still definitely there.
Okay, Brock, you obviously know so much about this because you live it, but what's the real rule of thumb when you deal with a sleepwalker? Do you wake them up or do you just let them be? Has someone told you the best way to handle it when they're around you?
I've heard a bunch of different things, but the thing I think that you do not want to do is touch a sleepwalker, okay. Try to move them, shake them or anything. I've been yelled at. It seems like yelling seems to work the best to kind of snap me out of it. But I would probably say yell, don't touch, coax back into bed. I don't know. I'd say probably those two things, but definitely do not touch.
Do not touch. Okay. That's a good rule of thumb right there. We learned something here on our show today. Okay, now you've also had the distinguishing to be able to play with like food names as mascots: stone crabs, biscuits, and crawdads. Is there something going on here, or is there a food group you would like for a nickname for a team that you would like? Would we be the donuts, the cheeseburgers? Is there something? Because obviously, like I say, stone crabs, biscuits, crawdads. You got food groups in your career. What's going on with that?
I mean, minor league teams just have some of the craziest names, whether it's pancakes or baby shrimp or
baby
shrimp. I always got the nickname broccoli. So I think it'd be cool to be part of a team named the Broccolis or something like that. I think that'd be pretty funny.
Okay, in Montgomery with the biscuits, and my brother lives there, and he sent me a shirt. It's actually, the fans love that place, don't they? I mean, they love minor league ball there in Montgomery, don't they?
Oh yeah, they're big fans of Montgomery, and we always got a good crowd in Montgomery, and it's a pretty nice scene there. So I mean, I was a big fan of playing in Montgomery.
How do you like your biscuits?
I love some morning biscuits with some butter and some jam, but I mean, I feel like you can't eat your mascot when you're there. So not when I was in Double A.
Okay, so you're obviously a healthy guy, so you're not gonna be like a fat guy like me and eat biscuits and gravy or anything like that, right? Do we kind of stay away from that?
Oh, you can have your cheat days. There's nothing wrong with cheat day after your pitch.
Yeah, I'm all about the biscuits and sausage gravy every once in a while. You know, you got to have that, right?
Oh yeah, especially for breakfast.
Well, Brock, best of luck to you. You know, we had Martin Perez on last week, and he went out and dominated his next start. So I guess enjoy whatever's coming to you.
I hope it's a thing.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We do, too. All right. Great catching up with you. Best of luck, and give him hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Awesome. Appreciate it, guys.
You got it. There he is, Rangers reliever Brock Burke dominating the dojo. What did I say? 26 strikeouts and 16 and two-thirds so far.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.